Have you ever wondered if your dog would actually do something to help you in a life-threatening situation? Well, that's what we're going to be talking about today. The story of Eva, the Belgian Malinois, and it's a big one. We'll talk about it next. This week's episode going. Hey everybody, my name is Jake. I am with On Dog Training Academy, and welcome to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast. On this week's episode, so this is the end of the month, and what I like to do is end the month with a story about a dog and owner, some sort of event or something that either someone had to overcome or something great happened or success stories or just stories that make you go, holy crap, and makes you respect dogs even more. And that's what this week's episode is. This week's episode is going to talk about a dog, and it hits home for me a little bit because this is a Malinois and that's my breed. You know, we have a Malinois, and the story, when I'm reading it, some of it doesn't surprise me, but putting myself in this woman's shoes, like, I've read many articles about this since it happened back in 2022, and just every time I read it, I tear up and think about what if it was me, and it just pulls at me. So it's a story I wanted to share, and there is an update on it that I will give you guys at the end of this, but this is what I want to do at the end of the month, is give some sort of story. So if you follow me, we've done training, we've done our challenge at the beginning of the month, so hopefully you guys were working on that. I've given you guys some tips throughout the month as well, and then just giving you more knowledge about dogs in general. And so we're going to end it on kind of a story note. Sometimes it'll be good news, sometimes it'll be bad news. This, I think, is a mixture of both. Now, with this being said, if you have a story that you would like to share about your dog or something that you and your dog has overcome, whether it could be something as much as your dog was aggressive and you put a bunch of time into it and the dog is now good, or you rescued this dog that was feral and did a bunch of work with it and now this dog is an awesome rock star dog. Like, if you have a story about that, you can send me a message on Messenger through our, you can either go to the Learn, Laugh, Bark podcast page, or you can just go to On Dog Training Academy's Facebook page, send me a message on there, and tell me your story. You know, I can either get you on the show and we can do an interview, or if you don't want to do that, I can just share your story with everybody else. We're always looking for, especially feel-good stories, we're always looking for things to give us hope and give us inspiration and wow us, you know, about dogs, about the team, that the bond that human and dogs can create. So without any more talking here, I'm going to go ahead and tell you the story about Eva, the Belgian Malinois. Now, Eva was a two and a half year old Belgian Malinois. And this article that I'm going to be reading, I won't be reading it verbatim, but I'll basically, it's my reference. I will post in the description below. It's an NPR article. And then the update is a different article altogether, but Eva is owned by Erin Wilson, a 24-year-old waitress, and her plan for the day was to go and hit up this roadside picnic area with her dog in Northern California. And as she was walking down the slope to her camping area, her dog ran out in front of her, which, you know, Malinois, I'm going to go check out the environment, see what's going on, start to explore. It's just an easygoing day. And all of a sudden, Erin hears something behind her, and it was a big cat. And it turned out to be a mountain lion. And the mountain lion gets up close to her and swats at her and slices her. The article says scratch. I'm sorry. But if a mountain lion gets you with its claws, it's probably more than a little scratch. But either way, the mountain lion swipes at her and is trying to go after her. So Erin gets worried and starts to scream for Eva, and Eva came running. Eva is Wilson's, like I said, 2.5-year-old Belgian Malinois. And if you don't know what a Malinois is, You can Google them for sure, but basically they're incredibly athletic. They're incredibly intelligent. They're used a lot with police dogs. Now, that doesn't mean they have a propensity to attack or bite. They're just better at it, I think, than a lot of breeds. And so Eva comes running in to help Aaron, and without any thought, the dog just runs in and grabs this mountain lion. The instincts kick in. She ran up. She said, hey, a member of my pack is being attacked. And she fought back. She's defending her mom. And they just started to fight. And they tussled for a couple seconds. But the mountain lion did get Eva pretty quickly. I mean, you're dealing with a mountain lion and then a 55-pound Belgian Malinois. It's not that fair of a fight. But the dog didn't care. The dog was defending its mom, its pack leader. And that's just, the dog didn't care. You ever think of like Chihuahuas, you know, when Chihuahuas are like, they think they're 750 pounds and can take on the world. It's a mentality that dogs have with their pack, and they're going to defend regardless. No, you know, doesn't matter what the size of the opponent is, they're going. Aaron did say that she thought the mountain lion looked pretty thin. So it was probably pretty malnourished, starving. So it was hungry, you know, so Aaron really wants to make sure that people aren't calling the, wanting the cougar to be like a villain. It's a wild animal, and wild animals have to survive. So the cougar saw Aaron as a possible meal, sadly, but realistically, as a possible meal. And so it thought it would take advantage of it because it was starving. And in that year too, and it's California, when drought gets really bad, it becomes tougher for your predator animals to get food. So it was pretty desperate, it sounded like, to eat. So the cougar is attacking Eva, and you know, Aaron did what she could. She started throwing rocks at it, and it didn't seem to faze it. Now, if you've ever been involved in like a dog fight where two dogs are fighting, you can scream and throw stuff all you want. Typically, when they're in the zone, there's not a lot that can happen that's going to deter that fight from happening unless you physically try to remove them. And so Aaron's plan was then to try to hurt it, basically. You know, her fight mode, Aaron's fight mode kicked in, and she started picking up rocks, trying to bash the skull. As bad as that sounds, I mean, I would be doing the same thing. But she said it didn't feel a thing, and she knew she had to try and choke it or go for its eyes, do something to hurt it to get it to react and let go. She ended up running up a riverbank to her truck to grab a crowbar, and she was able to flag down another passerby that also jumped out to help her. Now you can imagine how hard would it be, and I don't know if I could do it, but kudos to her, because I think this is what ended up saving Eva's life, is she had to leave the scene to run back to her vehicle. Now, maybe it wasn't that far, but that doesn't matter. You're turning your back to your dog who's getting attacked by a cougar now, or a mountain lion. And, I mean, what a important decision, but what a tough one. I personally don't know if I could do it. Like, I feel like I'd just be, like, trying to throw fists with a mountain lion, and I probably wouldn't go well, but it's tough. So she was able to flag another motorist down. She was able to get her crowbar. The other motorist grabbed a PVC pipe from her truck, and they both ran down hollering and hit the lion until it released. Now, when they returned back to the mountain lion, it had already started dragging Eva away. Now, if you know mountain lions, you know that a lot of their muscle strength and power comes from their jaw and their skull. They've got this compact skull with a lot of muscle. And the way that they typically kill their prey is they crush their skull, or they crush their esophagus, basically. You see it all the time with cats. They go for the neck, they hold it, and suffocate. And that was no different for this situation. And it started to drag the dog into the bushes. I mean, you know what the end goal was at for the mountain lion. And so you see, this is a tough thing to talk about again, because even as I'm saying this now, and I've read this story and everything many times, I'm still putting myself in her shoes, and it's just a tough thing to think about my dog, who I have an incredible bond with, being in that situation. But anyways, they grabbed the PVC pipe and the crowbar, and together they were able to holler and hit the line until it released the dog and retreated away. Eva then jumped up, ran into the road, and Wilson piled her into the pickup. So Eva was able to get up, thankfully, and they were able to get her in the car, and they were able to start driving towards the vet. Now, unfortunately, the vet was about an hour away from where they were. Remember, they were up in the mountains, Northern California, so there wasn't really anything that close. She said she was, Aaron said she was driving incredibly fast. She was passing vehicles when she probably legally wasn't supposed to pass vehicles. And basically her comment was, and I quote, "I did not give a fuck." Pardon my language. But I completely could understand. When they got to the vet, Eva's skull and jaw were fractured and her eyes were swollen shut. She spent almost a week recovering at the vet clinic, and there was concern because on the way to the vet, she started convulsing. And so she was obviously going through some really traumatic things at that time. But, you know, she was able to, after that week-long stay in the, at the vet, she came home and she was obviously well taken care of. The story went really viral for a while there. But unfortunately, there's the survivor's guilt in a way, you know, even though in this story they both have survived. She'd been blaming herself. Aaron had been blaming herself a bit all because for her, she was hardly injured at all, pretty much unharmed. And her beloved dog was extremely, extremely injured. And she just was replaying the event in her head and thinking about what could have happened for both her or her dog. And it's absolutely scary. And this kind of leads to the update that we have. So I heard about this story and when it happened, and it went pretty well viral, and being a Malinois person, it obviously hit my circle pretty good. And unfortunately it looks like, the heroic dog. So this is Eva, who saved an owner from the mountain lion, has unfortunately passed away. It looks like it was only a couple months after, her injuries. Aaron had posted on Eva's Instagram page. So the dog has its own Instagram page. We brought Eva up to UC Davis. She was unable to walk or run, wag her tail, give everyone her... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. She was able to walk, run, wag her tail, give everyone her usual love and affection with some wobbliness. Unfortunately, overnight, she has had more seizures, so they brought her in because she was having seizures. They got an MRI done to see if there was lesions, a hematoma, something else that is causing this. The prognosis at the time just wasn't good, and unfortunately, Eva ended up passing away. Probably, you know, it doesn't really say in this update, but it probably was complications from that attack with the crushing of the skull and everything. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But this kind of, the reason I wanted to share this story more than anything else was to tell people that you don't have to see it for it to be there. You don't have to see your dog trying to protect you to know your dog would. When we moved out, bought our house, we had, the first dog we got was a basset hound named Copper. And I've talked about Copper on the show before, and I've told you stories about him before as well. And I've told this exact story where I had a dog outside in my own yard that I was working with try to attack me. And my dog, my basset hound, as I'm holding this other dog down that's trying to attack me, he came over and was trying to defend me and help me. Now, this is a basset hound. A basset hound that had no mean streak to him, especially at this time. When he got older, he got grouchier and was grouchier towards other dogs. But at this moment, he was middle age. He was healthy. He was just easygoing. But he saw me, his pack leader, his dad, getting attacked, and he stepped in to help. So don't think that because you have this dog who's all lovey-dovey and wouldn't hurt a fly, don't assume that they wouldn't defend you if they felt like it needed to happen. Dogs are amazingly awesome pack animals, and if you treat them right, if you give them the love that they deserve, if you give them the training they deserve, and if you give them the bonds that they deserve, if you guys have that connection, I can promise you your dog in those situations is going to do something similar, because dogs are incredibly loyal and incredibly amazing. So I just wanted to sort of share this. My heart goes out to Aaron Wilson. I know this was a couple years ago now, or a year and a half ago now, but my heart goes out to Aaron, because I couldn't imagine losing my dog. Especially, I mean, we lost our first Malinois 4.5 to cancer, and that was hard. But losing a dog in this situation has got to be absolutely heartbreaking. So my heart goes out to Erin Wilson for what she had to go through. And but you know what? She can live with the fact that this dog loved her, absolutely loved her. And, you know, that's a bond that you don't get all the time from people, at least. You know, dogs are incredible. And so this is just one of those stories where a dog was willing to sacrifice their life for their mom. And that's just amazing, heartbreaking, but it just proves how awesome dogs are. So guys, if you have a story, obviously it doesn't have to go to this level. I just wanted to basically start this episode, or this topic that we're going to be covering for the year. I just want to start it with a bang. And given that it was a Malinois, it just seemed like a no-brainer for me to talk about this one first. So if you have a story about your dog overcoming, you and your dog overcoming something, or your dog not being good at something and then you were able to work through it and you guys competed at high levels, if you have a cool story about you and your dog, feel free to share it with me. Like I said, hit us up on our Facebook. You can send me a message in Messenger. We're also on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We do have a community in YouTube, so you can definitely, you know, look for On Dog Training Academy there. You can go ondogtrainingacademy.com, and through there you can send us an email if that's easiest for you. But we want to hear about your stories, guys. We want to hear what have you guys had to overcome with your own dogs in order to achieve a goal or do something awesome like that. So hopefully this was educational. I guess educational in the point that your dogs are going to be loyal sometimes to a fault, but dogs are just amazing creatures. So that's what I wanted you guys to take away from this week. So thank you guys so much for listening. If you liked this episode, there's going to be more like this happening once a month at the end of every month. If you like this episode, make sure you like and subscribe to our channel, whether it's wherever you're listening to this podcast on. We have podcasts now on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. Like, subscribe, do all that stuff to there as well. We're just going to keep doing these often, because I think it's really a good thing. So thanks, guys, so much. And like always, we'll see you next week. Good dog.